When you get home, he's so happy to see you. He sometimes pisses in his pants, if he had any, from the excitement of just you. Just that you're here. Hello, my name is Robert Barrera, and I want to welcome you to our podcast. Have you ever noticed how your dog welcomes you when you get home? If you have one, that is. Actually, most any animal that you may have at home. It's genuine. And you know it. Man's best friend doesn't care if you had a bad day or a great day. He doesn't care if you failed at your job today or if you did outstanding. He is just happy that you're with him now. Do you think it's just you? Or perhaps other people might feel like that too. Might need that too. I operated an office a while back that was large enough that we needed a receptionist to handle the calls. This is before a lot of automated features were available. More on that later. Anyway, I found this girl who was not the most glamorous thing, nor was she particularly talented in any of the office duties we required. What she did have was the uncanny ability to remember who you were after only one time calling our office. That is, your voice. And further, who you wanted to speak with. So imagine, after calling our office only once, well, maybe twice, you would be welcomed with a, hello, Mr. Smith, how are you today? Would you like me to connect you with such and such? I mean, how important would you feel? How welcome at your office? She was priceless. And more important, the very first thing to come across when you contacted our office, our front door, so to speak. She accomplished two things. She efficiently located myself or any employee, whether calling your cell phone or tracking you down somehow, or somewhere within our office, wherever you were, she found you. And she made the caller feel 10 feet tall. I was never able to replace her when she married and moved on. It was heartbreaking. We have advanced in the efficiency part with virtual receptionists, auto attendants, that type of mechanized things and the like, that quickly directs the caller to where they want. But the human part can't be done at the front end. It needs to be done by ourselves when the caller finally connects with us. A caller usually has a level of anxiety calling a commercial establishment. There is, at least for me, the daunting task of having to go through that maze, that puzzle, that jungle of transfers and different people, only to get someone that's either unfriendly or unhelpful or both. I think we all get that knot in our stomach when we have to call a government office or a big company to get something more complicated than that. What's on that little simple dialer offering that they have for you, you know? Wouldn't it be nice to call a place, get a friendly person to answer right away, and have that person have your answer for you, or at least know who does, and guide you to the transfer to that person personally? Like staying on the line when she transfers to say, Mary, I have Miss Smith on the phone here, and explains their problem so you don't have to repeat it. And then Mary says, oh, sure, I'll be happy to help. And then the receptionist gets off the phone. Wouldn't that be fabulous? Well, that generally is not available anymore. But you can come close as possible to that. For one, don't let the phone ring forever, only to be answered by a hurried or annoyed person. And secondly, make the guide to the right person as smooth and pleasant as possible. And there are things that can be done on your phone system. There is technology presently available that can help. Real Mobile is in the communications business, and we specialize with systems just like this, to work with you with small business owners. I have been working on a book, and it's finally available. It's called The 5 Essential must-have items for your small business. It's a great book, and it shows you how you can increase your revenue and reduce your stress by just making a few changes within your office. In most cases, you make more time for yourself and your associates, and as I said, lower your stress level. It discusses how you can make your caller's journey through your office more pleasant while impressing them with a professional presentation. We're offering the book for free. I hope you can get it. Just go to realmobile, one word, .biz on your computer and get it right away. As I said, it's free. It covers vital essentials you should have in place in your office. Not with the Real Mobile, just in general. We talk about what's out there, what's worth it, what's cheap to get, what's not worth it, what's not worth your bucks. Check back in as we kick around different topics, specifically targeting your business and what might be helpful. Topic like today's. It doesn't specifically have a motive except to recenter you, to refocus you, not to get distracted with things that are, well, not in your best interest, and to tweak your office operation with very little effort. Thanks for stopping by. And listen, have a wonderful rest of your day.